again?
Yeah.
I mean, Blackish.
Blackish.
Blackish, that's crazy.
Why, we dissed Will because he went and got some money, man?
No, we dissed Will because he slapped Chris Rock for no goddamn reason.
Nah, he didn't.
Well, we know that. Yeah, there's a reason.
Script.
But even still, I agree. Like, I feel like what happened was, like, growing up, we were always, like, especially with hip-hop, we were always, like, that was, like, a young man's sport. Right? It was always a youth thing that, like, we were all...
They still try to promote it.
Promote it like that. Yeah. But like now all of us are older. We all grew up with the music. We all still very much identify with a lot of the stuff we grew up with. And a lot of the artists that we grew up with, most of them have started to grow with their music as well. So we are still going to tune in to what we want to hear you, what you're saying, because you're growing up the same we are.
You know what's funny? It's called, is there an age to music?
No.
You know what I mean? Is there an age to, like, who's telling us these things, right?
Yeah.
You know, who's trying to put it into people's minds, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Because I rolled up on a couple of youngins, like, two and a half weeks ago, right? And I started bussing on in front of them, right? And they're just so amazed. They're like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, they still, like, you know, it's... Like, even, doesn't matter, like, what kind of music that they listening to, bro. It's like, if you got it, they gonna listen.
Will don't got it, man.
Getting jiggy with it.
Are we expecting Will to be like Jay-Z or somebody?
No. I think,
you know what I mean?
Will's been around long enough to have, you know, gotten a lot better at his craft.
Summertime.
He's got lyrics, sure. You know, his raps, I listened to a little bit of Will's things, you know. I won't say I hated it, but the truth is like, when I think about...
Man,
Will's,
you bumped that when we was young and
right, when we were kids, the popular music was for us. I don't really care for the popular things anymore, right?
Yeah.
Justin's got to put out a good tune for me to listen to. And I do. I like Justin. But truth be told, parents don't understand. What do you think? I don't want to hear about Will talking about Chris and Jada and all the things. And like,
he probably got a story.
He's not gonna do a podcast.
He's not gonna tell his story. To separate from that, I'm gonna move on to something else. I want to ask you guys this: what did you guys think of that spacecraft thing with Gail, Oprah's friend, and JonBenet Ramsey going up and
JonBenet Ramsey?
What did you guys think about that?
I can't speak on it.
You didn't see it?
No.
So it's basically Gail King, Katy Perry, aka JonBenet Ramsey. they basically did like a We Are the World of like women.
Jeff Bezos.
And then sent them all into space, and it's kind of like, Brendan, this is performative. This is what we're talking about people being performative instead of being authentic, right? This is a performative move to try and like, oh yeah, we're the first crew of women to go in space. First of all, you ain't gonna tell me Katy Perry trained for 3-4 years to get on a spaceship to go fly around the planet. That's no way. Katy Perry did not do that. Neither did Gail King. You know what I mean? Like, that made no sense. Right, so you're basically just trying to show off this fake idea of what's it called? Of
allegedly
of female empowerment, when it's not really female empowerment because none of them really earned that. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, how do we know though?
Because they didn't go in space, man.
They went to orbit, and then they came back.
They did not. They did not.
They didn't even go to orbit?
They didn't do that.
You know, we got to have some proof here when we spit.
I'll tell you what, that's my opinion.
Okay, opinion.
It's my opinion that they did not do that. And I'm going to ask y'all, why, you know, we're talking about music and things. Why? Me personally, I don't care.
Well, you're the one who brought the question up.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say this. Me personally, I don't really business with all the nonsense of it all, but why do you think they're always trying to fool us? And why are we so stupid to fall for it? We're talking about music and people believe this and that. You can believe what you want. Okay, remember God gave the devil. God could have destroyed the devil one time in the beginning, and he didn't. He said, okay, you go ahead and you take who you want. And they could choose you. And then in the end, I'm going to come back. That's the story, right? So we all have a choice. Story. It's a story. But you have a choice to believe they went to space. You have a choice to believe if, you know, you got to get down with Diddy to make a tune. But we're all on the radio station right now. We're all here right now. We are all here right now, and we, I don't know about y'all, I don't think you guys deal with Diddy.
No, listen.
Let's set the record straight. Pause. PSA, tunes, let's go.
Oh, wait. We're not ready for that. We're not ready for that.
You're putting me on the spot right here.
We're trying to change it.
Holy smoke.
Okay, go, Grizz.
Here she is.
All right. So, PSA, I can't even say that on the radio. this is a Diddy free zone, right? I feel like you can believe whatever you want to believe, but I feel like in the movement of what's happening right now is a movement of the people, and you can see that happening online. So what's happening is the return of authenticity. Things like the stunt that Jeff Bezos and Katy Perry and them, like the cult of celebrity, that's dying off in the fastest fashion I've ever seen.
Oh, I don't know about that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're warming up and all that stuff.
No, Bridget, I think the cult of celebrity is dying off faster than anything we've ever seen because of the Diddy's, because of like the wine scenes, because of everything else, because of the lies that have been piled on top of it. Like, we were just talking about how, like, growing up, we thought all these rappers were really street guys, and 90% of them were not. Right, so it's like we are all finding out the truth of behind the lies that they've been piling up on top of us like pancakes, right? So because of that, nobody believes any of these mainstream like presenting things no more. So what's happening is like now we want authenticity. We want to see people be themselves. We want to see people actually engage and do the things that they're saying they're going to do and engage with their audience and show up and, you know, be themselves, right? Because nobody wants to deal with somebody where you see one side of their face and then behind their back, they're like a whole different person, right? Like,
that's always going to be there.
Yeah. It's always going to be there, but like persona and personality are two different things. Yeah. A persona is somebody that you are pushing forward for people to not see who you really are. A personality is someone that is the version is yourself, is your true self showing out to others.
Well, it's like the industry accepted it. People like Rick Ross who can take people's identity, right? Mm-hmm. And make a fortune off of it, right? And not even pay homage, right, to the man's. And like man says, oh, I came up with it myself. Come on, man, the whole world know. But the world accepting it, man. And that's what it is. The world's accepting it, right? And they, you know, a couple other rappers try to say, yo, man, you can't accept this. But, hey, did the world listen? No. They like the tune. They like the cut.
Exactly. Because that's what's pushing. There was the idea that it was like, oh, it's a vibe or whatever. This is also why I feel like the Toronto boy Drizzy Drake lost the whole situation is because, like,
perception.
Not even just perception. It was like he didn't grow and was authentic with his audience.
Drake didn't lose. He did not lose anything. What did he lose? Did he not have a number one hit last week? Come on. What did he lose?
Credibility, bro.
With who? You think he cares?
I've seen pictures of Drake. I think he looked rough. He looked rough. He looked beat up by Mike Tyson.
He took a beating on this, bro.
He's crying.
He took a beating, bro. Come on, man. Like, doesn't matter. He's still at the party, but
Aubrey, I'm with you, bro. You didn't lose nothing. I don't care. I never care.
I'm just saying.
Yo, I'm
come
sure
down to the show, Aubrey. I'll be your friend, bro.
I mean, you know,
we drive your trucks for you.
We don't.
You might get shot at though.
Yo, listen, man. Run the PSA, TG. Let's go, man. Run the PSA.
Listen, just don't come to Canada and talk no mess about Drake because they got to knock off your block top.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about. You know what we're talking about.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
So one time, big exclusive, big tour, not even out yet. This is a new track that's coming out on the 30th of May called Look How Did I... More tool for your head top.
How are you? No, I'm a millionaire. Let's hear it. Bumba cracks. No, call you back. Call you back. Don't worry about me. What's the class? me, never know ya. Yeah, crisscross lay bipolar. Yeah, after the world it oh ya. Wicked gal think out on the house. Devil work not over. Yes, I do send scheme. Chase out mind, never chase your dream. Boom, boom, just like to win. Obsessed with the finer things. Heart start open wound. You and your trauma fuse make mind fun drown like I am loon. Me free some the words in you. Hope I lie turn into truth. But what kind of man is we? If me not take responsibility. Yeah, sit in my heart, tell what I owe you. You wanna drag me, look, I owe you. False idols make both us fools. Me act up here, sick from school. Resentments make we into ghouls. Dark hearts turn light black and blue. Now we always see the back of you. Wanna backtrack, give it back us behind the couch while your picnic snooze. Now we strangers, life like a major, and I wish never chucked that deuce. Not up in the one and twos. How I win and still I lose. Smile for the camera, just a boost. This ain't worth it without you. This love business ain't for the faint of hearts. If you feel us with your art, people fuck you over. And they're playing in your mind, and then you never trust in time. Be fearless and be reckless. You don't get a door on a checklist. Trust yourself and trust and believe. And all that love will set you free.
In my DM, Sophia and I'm about. I rake it in this black card if I back a rap. Nah. Hold up, cut the beat, pre the back on that. Woo. Call me Macbeth, I'm about to dagger that. To dagger how that. You get the car? Yeah, car, I'm a stacker that. Stack go that. Get her anywhere that Jack swagger that.
Swag.
Every day I come in looking crisp.
Every day
the nitties wanna fix.
Every day
I need a baddie on my hip. See me in the night car, every day I'm getting rich.
Every day
I'm cranking out the hits.
That's
why every day the label's on my dick.
Every day
I'm with my dogs, Michael Vick. Pour a hand up on the guys, I'ma turn John Wick.
Every day,
every way, anyways.
All of that.
2, 4, 8, any days.
Everything.
Had the twins, Ashley and the Mary Kate. But the threesome thing's long, so I delegate.
I'ma
banging up the beat like a heavyweight. But I still glide, levitate.
Woo.
Flows cold, lyrics then penetrate. I'ma set pace, let me demonstrate.
Watch it.
New Carti, the wet, the pool party.
Pool party,
bet, the Jews
army.
Galley too horny, she got the tsunami.
Woo.
I just press, then I get a new shot. One eye up on the bumper, Illuminati. Got it moving like the 2010 Jubilani. Told me Hennessy or Ray, she on Uber Cardi.
Nah.
And she swinging both ways, that's my new Kalani. Every day I come in looking crisp.
Every day
the nitties wanna fix.
Every day
I need a baddie on my hip. See me in the night car. Every day I'm getting rich.
Every day
I'm cranking out the hits.
That's
why every day the label's on my dick.
Every day
I'm with my dogs, Michael Vick. Pour a hand up on the guys, I'ma turn John Wick.
Crazy. Salvador Dali. Bitches on that lean, on that Molly. They say that it's phone tap. Well, tell that nigga don't call me. Salvador Dali. Bitches on that lean, on that Molly. They say that it's phone tap. Well, tell that nigga don't call me. Peace to high tech, black moon, and duck down. Peace to Mr. Walton, evil deep. We up now. Peace to ill mind, that's my dog. We fuck round and put that album out. The whole game gets shut down. Me, Wolf, and Spawn, we took the yard. We pushed the issue, you push alarms. And I'm gone in the wind with the windows peeled. It's that 93 doggy style endo feel. Money on my mind, I grind. You better give me some. Unload the piece, the beat, that's the hippie drum. Bullets like shrooms, they zoom. And then you really done. It's finna cost an arm and a leg. That's an idiom, idiot. Give me the bucks, I need a million. Plenty thug back in the day, ain't run from any young. And that's food for your soul. I don't eat, I feed. It's a difference in the cold, you know. Salvador Dali. Bitches on that lean, on that Molly. They say that it's phone tap. Well, tell that nigga don't call me. Now that I got you, niggas listening, explosive. Those to the blend, nitroglycerin and napalm. J-palm like Sean, I be pinning gems. Competition dissing, end up with a missing limb. The truth hurts, here's a hearse, you can fit him in. People packed in, singing hymns and remembrance. Vinny's a virus, press up, I get them all sicker. Clip like parson, this sip venomous arsenic. Say I'm a villain, ain't no innuendo. Coming for yours, lock your doors, I'm in your window. Say I look just like my father, let me be Lorenzo. Serving dimes out the garden, call him DiVincenzo. You heard? Salvador Dali. Bitches on that lean, on that Molly. They say that it's phone tap. Well, tell that nigga don't call me. Salvador Dali. Bitches on that lean, on that Molly. They say that it's phone tap.
Raised in the concrete jungle where legends are born. Madison Square Garden. nothing you ever performed in front of 19,812 people. The atmosphere got them under a spell. It's the fourth quarter, game tied, 3 seconds left. I decided to take a risk, then all you heard was swish. I bring life to the beat, you be leaving the track ruined. My cat shooting like the 9-1 pack. We specialize in rhymes, crimes, and pack moving. So recognize these fine lines and tattoo them. I bring life to the beat, you be leaving the track ruined. My cat shooting like the 9-1 pack doing. We specialize in rhymes, crimes, and pack moving. So recognize these fine lines and tattoo them. We talk the talk and walk the walk. New York, New York, New York, New York. We talk the talk and walk the walk. New York, New York, New York, New York.
A lot of time. You can get a couple of dribble runs if you need it. Starks.
Let's go, baby. You know what time it is. One on the radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM. And we playing the hottest hits, baby, all the way from the Ukraine to Vancouver to Jamaica, all the way to Melanesia, talking to Thailand, Singapore, Honduras, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Uganda, and your mama, Yolanda. That's how we do, baby.
Island of Spice, don't forget that. We so nice.
Grenada. All the way to Spain and Granada.
No, Barcelona. Man, not getting confused. Grenada, the one you going to choose.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, oh, Lord.
I don't know. We're choosing that here tonight. I don't know, man. These brothers just always up and down when they sound, you know. We're just vibing out here, one over the comedy, man.
You know what I'm saying? What is vibing?
Yo,
man,
we've been blessed tonight, man.
Yeah,
what,
man.
Yo, what an interview, clap, man. Been
on,
blessed,
man,
tonight,
man.
Thank y'all. Great interview, man.
You brought the energy tonight.
Yes, sir. You know, it's always a good time with y'all, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean? This isn't just some radio shit. This is some like real life friendship type thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So,
brother,
you know, it's always good to come spend time with my people, them, and whatever. You was trying to ask me something about something I said earlier. You know what I mean?
Let's get into it. Let's build on it quickly.
All right, cool.
Just keep it. We're going to get into the shout-outs, right? We usually do our shout-outs at the end of the show. Yeah. And I want people to obviously know, like, where they can find you. And, you know, just again, just give a quick description of, like, what's to come next, right? So...
All right, back.
Just leave them with the, you know. Just make your tongue a sword. Just one slice.
I got you.
What's the difference between Black Power and Black Excellence?
Black Power involves us all. Black Excellence involves just one.
All right. What kind of projects you got coming on?
So. Let me sit back in my chair right now. Crack my fingers. All right. I'm gonna do the nerd voice. So, what I have coming up next for you guys is going to be something so special. You're going to rock your socks. I promise you this. So, on May 30th, I have a new single track coming out featuring Samantha Baker and DJ Mellowcat. The song is featured tonight. It was called Lickle Did I.
Lickle Did I, yes, sir.
You know, and that's coming out on Boss Up Records. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Lucky. Lucky Charlemagne, who's going to facilitate that whole situation. After that.
It reminds me of homeboy from Yo Fam. Where you tuck your chain in? You didn't think we saw you tuck your chain?
Oh,
yeah. Yo Fam, do I need a backup dancer, fam?
Fam, do I look like I need a backup dancer, fam?
Oh, man.
That's from a movie.
Nah, no, I see that. After that.
Yeah.
The next project I'm dropping is a 4 to 5 track mixtape. Or sorry, EP. It's called Winter. It's gonna be more of these dancehall, UK, good vibes. You know what I'm saying? That's coming out. That's all about building yourself, you know, feeling yourself, building confidence. You know, you're gonna catch that in the end of the summer. After that, I got an animated short film for the Damaged Goods project we put out that's still bopping. We popping. We popping in all of Central America. I'm telling you, brethren. Almost 70, we're at 74,000 streams just on Instagram, just on Spotify alone. Alone. Mm. Check that project out. We got an animated show. I got an animated film coming out for that. So that's going to come out. And then I got a, and then after, and then after that, then I have the Damaged Goods remix album, which is a drum and bass project we're doing with three remixers of the of tracks off the Damaged Goods project and two new tracks for your head top. And then after that, I got the Ruler Spear project, which is going to be, it might just be an album that's coming out at the end of the year. So I got a lot of things going, and you need to check it out. You know, save my information. Get some books. Check me out. You know what I'm saying? Just check me out. Okay, I'm done.
Word up. Word up.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Grizzy,
yo, my
winter,
man needs
everybody.
A, my man needs,
I'm going to call my man Jeff Bezos, man.
Yeah. Grizzy,
Jeff Bezos.
He got so much work going on out here.
I'm not going to space yet, but that's our next summer. You know what I mean? That's next summer things. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
I'm putting in the work so I can do the push-ups later on in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to put in the work to get the pay.
Exactly. Sure flexing on them.
Sure indeed. We're going to go through the shout-outs. We're going to go around the table. Starting with you, Mr. Guilty Black.
Okay, I shout out my baby girl, man. I got the most beautiful child. I'll tell you that right now. You know, shout out baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want to shout out, you know, First Lady, right? Jess, you know, Jay Bourne, you know what I mean? Shout out Fex, you know what I'm saying? K-Sweet, you know what I'm saying? My cousin Megan Meggs, right? You know what I'm saying? And this one, you know, the bonus is going to be, what's the girlfriend's name again? What's the girl, remember we met at the party? She was all over you there. What's her name?
Who, me?
Oh, yeah, I can't be. Oh, okay, yeah.
She was on Hard Body?
Man, remember that party we went to?
Man, I don't.
Anyway,
blowing up the spot.
You know who you are.
Blowing up the spot. Blowing up the spot right now. Eh?
You know who you are. But
jeez.
Yeah, shout out, you know, good person and stuff like that. And yeah, this is rap, Vancouver. You know, coast to coast, baby. Shout that out.
Oh, I love it, Digi.
Digi shouting out. I'm gonna shout out Young Emma. Congratulations for your. Number counting a session, your superstar coming up, uno, dos, tres, little girl. I'm a shout out Titty Boy out in Atlanta.
Yes, oh, he called
what's going on, my brother?
Yes.
Star. I'm a shout out Sexualist Miss Thomas in Jamaica.
Mm.
I'm a shout out Erica in Florida.
Oh,
she called in last week
in Florida.
Erica.
Yes. My shout out, Conrad. Get well soon, my brother. Keep your head strong. Stay strong, bro. The massive Vancouver massive. Shadow effects, everyone. Let me pass it on to Hard Body before we run out of time. We love y'all.
Go ahead,
crazy.
And my sons too. Love
you. First of all, I want to shout out to my boy Delis. Just won his first fight in a tournament in Colorado. Beat that little boy's behind. Big ups to you. Next one, I want to give a big shout out to shorty from back in the day, Tiffany. She, you know, her auntie's sick in the hospital, you know, sending prayers up. And then I can't shout out everybody I know, so mostly I want to shout to God, shout out to the Most High. Without Him, I wouldn't be. So shout out to the Most High for giving me the strongest supply. And then shout out to my brethren in this room right now for having me on. And shout out to y'all on the live, we've been sitting here tuning in. Appreciate y'all. Love all y'all. You know what I mean? Like, y'all have my power is in the people, so I got love for all y'all.
Power to the people!
Yes, sir!
True indeed.
People be strong.
Yo, so my shout-out is going out to the family that lost their little girl on Sunday who got hit.
Oh, most definitely.
Yes.
R.I.P.
And her siblings.
Yes. Whole family.
You know, the whole rest family, man. Yes. Yeah. That's a sad thing to happen, you know? And One Order Radio, man, we acknowledge these things, man, and we just want to send shout-outs to the family. Obviously, shout out to my family, you know what I mean, my nation, but as well as my physical family, my brothers here, man. One on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m.